This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to www.bbc.co.uk/youandyours.
A government system of grants to help people install green energy features in their homes, windmills, solar panels, that sort of thing, seems to be grinding to a halt. The suppliers say demand has virtually dried up and they blame confusion among householders over the rules. Lynn Jones, the Labour MP for Birmingham Selly Oak, has been drawing attention to the problems and she's in our Birmingham studio. What was this grant system meant to do?
Well, it was to encourage householders to install renewable generation in their homes. And to begin with, it was remarkably successful, so much so that in March, the first tranche for money available for that month was used up in 75 minutes with people applying for it. That became untenable. The government put in an extra £6 million and changed the system and relaunched it in May. But those changes have reduced the amount of grant that's payable, with the consequence that research that I've carried out shows that only about a third of a million has actually been committed to spend on the programme in the 3 months since the relaunch, which means that at that rate it would take 15 years to actually spend the money the government allocated for the programme.
And it's due to be wound up quite soon, I understand.
Well, it's due to be wound up in June 2008, but the whole idea of the programme was to kick-start investment in this kind of generation, and obviously it will fail unless something is done to change it.
Well, also with us is David Matthews, who's the Chief Executive of the Solar Trades Association. What has been the impact then on sales of this change in the rules, which was meant to spread this grant aid more thinly, to give more people a chance to get some help?
Well, basically, it seems to be slowing the market down. Most installers now are operating outside of the scheme and not using the government grant programme. And the government grant programme is supposed to prime the market to really kick-start it off so that we start to catch up with our European Union partners.
So when you say most people are working outside of the scheme, they're just not bothering to point people in the direction of the grants?
That's what seems to be happening. We estimate that about 90% of the installations are going on outside of the scheme. But it's not doing what it's meant to do, which is actually we're looking for 25 to 75% growth in solar power and wind power and all these different technologies per year if we're going to hit our European Union targets.
Lynn Jones, what would you like to see happen now then?
Well, I think the government needs to review the system and increase the level of grant that is available and also make sure that it doesn't suddenly stop, because people will be putting in applications and they'll want to know that the money is going to be there. So we need to make sure the bureaucracy is reduced. In the long term, I think the government needs to look at new mechanisms for encouraging investment, both at people's individual household level, but also community generation. And I think in that regard, we could learn a lot from countries like Germany. In fact, the majority of EU countries, where they operate a feed-in tariff system, whereby people who generate, or communities who generate electricity, get paid a premium price by the electricity companies for the generation that they produce.
David Matthews, are you certain that it's the grants that have had an impact on the business that you do? Because some of these technologies haven't delivered what was promised, have they?
Yeah, there's no doubt that if the technology is marketed in the wrong way and installed in the wrong place, it's not going to work. I mean, to compare it, if you put a Rolls-Royce engine in a Mini and a Mini engine in a Rolls-Royce, they're not going to work in the right way. And it's certainly correct that we've had some mis-selling in this country, and we're working together with the government on consumer protection schemes, and those are available on the market.
David Matthews, Lynn Jones, thank you both. And the discussion that you've just heard, a recording of it will be available as our environment podcast. There's also a health podcast available from last week. It was all about food additives. Go to the website for more details.